USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Barry is strengthening as it creeps toward the Louisiana coastline. Michael Teal of the St. Tammany Parish Fire Protection District says his parish, which is east of New Orleans, is seeing more rain.
We have some of the rain bands currently beginning to affect the New Orleans area. We're just across the lake from New Orleans, so we're getting ready to see some of that more severe weather now.
Meteorologist Eric Van Dam has more.
This storm system is going to produce life-threatening flooding, not only from the storm surge, but also from the amount of rainfall that it will produce because it is traveling such a short distance over a long stretch of time.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller will now have more time to testify before two congressional committees on July 24th. The first meeting was postponed so they could schedule more time to ask more questions. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
President Trump touts his new trade agreement in Wisconsin. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
President Trump in Milwaukee pushes for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says he backs domestic businesses and their employees.
To ensure that all citizens can thrive, the modern economy as we know it, and it's really gotten modern, we also launched the Pledge to America's Workers. I'm thrilled that Lockheed Martin is committed to providing apprenticeships and workforce development opportunities for 8,000 of our great citizens. Thank you.
The president calls on Congress to approve the agreement, bashing previous administrations for their stupid years of trade policy.
Singer R. Kelly is facing federal charges now in addition to sex crime charges in Chicago and New York. The charges accuse him of engaging in sex acts with girls under 18 and without disclosing he had a sexually transmitted disease. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A few months ago, a man was caught carrying cans of gasoline into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
Prosecutors say the man is unfit to stand trial. Attempted arson charges against Mark Lamparello have now been put on hold as the former Lehman College professor is being treated at a mental health facility. Prosecutors say Lamparello was intent on burning down St. Patrick's Cathedral. The incident came last April, just days after the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France was badly damaged in a fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Orkin and the CDC remind everybody that summer is mosquito season. Orkin's Dr. Mark Beavers explains.
Mosquito populations depend on warm weather, and the prime mosquito season for most of the United States is summer. Mosquitoes are known to spread the pathogens that cause several diseases, including West Nile virus, dengue, and Zika. You can help reduce mosquitoes by thinning outdoor vegetation and eliminating breeding sites by emptying containers that collect water, such as gutters, bird baths, and pet water bowls.
Dr. Roxanne Connolly with the CDC has more.
Mosquitoes bite day and night. Protect both yourself and your family from mosquito bites by using insect repellent or permethrin-treated clothing. Install and maintain screens on windows and doors to keep mosquitoes out. It only takes a moment to get bitten by an infected mosquito, so protect yourself every time you go outside.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.